Do you have a significant other that likes to be reminded how special they are? Or did you bang your coworker? Hopefully just the first instance is true. But let me tell you an easy way to make sure they know they are your number one boo or that you are really, really sorry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Let's keep it real. Valentine's Day and when you royally fuck up are the only times you probably buy flowers. Maybe I'm projecting here. I'm probably projecting. Anyway, roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and her amazement. Gorgeous Valentine's bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99, like 18 romantic red roses for $29.99, is an amazing deal, but it won't last long. Bouquet prices will be going up soon, so take advantage today. Pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. To order Valentine's bouquets, arrangements, and more starting at $29.99, like 18 romantic red roses for $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code HARDFACTOR. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code HARDFACTOR.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
HARDFACTOR! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better! I ain't repeating myself, go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering.
Oh yeah!
Another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, February 7th, and our top stories for the day. I'm going to take one about the Virginia Attorney General, who also apparently loves blackface, just like the Virginia governor. And then that Virginia is just crazy.
Was it the 80s?
Yeah, oh yeah, it was the 80s.
Virginia in the 80s love blackface.
And Pat's going to do one about Venezuela. They've blocked a bridge to avoid receiving free food.
Yeah, this is like when you try to give a homeless guy the leftovers of your dinner, and he's like, no.
It's above that. And then Mark and Wes will take us through a lightning round of other headlines, including a weight loss competition update and information on our live Power Hour airing at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight from Barstool headquarters.
Woo!
Yeah, so tune in for that. That's going to be fucking awesome. All right, let's talk about Virginia again. And thanks to the state of Virginia and the State of the Union address, we haven't had to guess at all every day this week what's going to be our lead story. So thanks for that. And yep, back in Virginia again, brief recap, the current governor, Northam, he's flip-flopped on a picture of him in blackface in a yearbook that's clearly him, even though he says it's not.
He could be in the KKK hood. Hold on. We don't know that he's in the blackface.
But he admitted to a separate blackface incident.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a little hairy,
it's
obviously.
Hard to tell.
He says that his main move, or not his main move, he says that he admits to blackface as a Michael Jackson impersonator.
He's a Michael Jackson guy.
His favorite move, I think, is what he said.
I like how he was about to moonwalk, and he's like, my wife said it would be inappropriate, but he really wanted to
She's
moonwalk.
She's like, I hate you, is what she said.
Yeah.
That would have got him out of everything, really.
I'm sure nobody's happy with him right now. The current lieutenant governor, Fairfax, he's been accused of sexual assault. He's who'd take over if Northam resigned, like the entire Democratic Party asked him to do. And now we've got a new slack-jawed moron that saw this scene and thought to himself, you know what? I better get in the middle of this. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring, second in line to be the governor behind Fairfax. So if Northam left and Fairfax was ineligible because he sexually assaults people, then it would be this guy, Mark Herring. But he came out on Wednesday and volunteered the information that he and some friends went to a party in 1980 in blackface to perform a rap act.
Yeah, he wanted to get ahead of it. That's a normal, natural thing to admit.
Right? Yeah, that's totally like normal to just sort of butt your head into the middle of this giant controversy and admit to something. He also said that it's, quote, haunted him for years. which at this point you got to call bullshit on. It seems like every white baby boomer just loved to rock blackface to house parties in the 1980s.
Yeah, and I got to say real quick, if you don't know, every person on this show is a Virginian, and I would say a proud Virginian.
I had the state of Virginia tattooed on my ass.
Yes, Will has it on his ass, and this is surprising. The blackface shit is surprising.
I need to talk to my parents. Are we products of a blackface party?
I don't know. Were your parents in Virginia in the 80s?
No.
Listen, oh, yeah. you go a little bit south of where we're from, and the blackface makes a lot of sense.
I believe Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy.
It was.
But why? I think this guy probably was just—he was just haunted for a week when the Northam thing came out.
Right.
He was haunted
for
3 days.
Yeah. I've been haunted for this for years, and finally, this is the perfect. Yeah, it's the perfect time for me to finally get this off my chest.
Now, he did release like this really long, like one page thing about how he's so stupid, and when he was young, he clearly didn't know what he was doing, and blah blah blah. But
really,
I mean.
Do you think he did this because he potentially thought he might get the job and it would come out? Or do you think he did this because he definitely didn't want the job and he saw he might get it?
No, that's a good question.
I think that someone said, we on your team found the pictures.
Yeah, do you know that blackface picture you have on your mantle?
So you got to get ahead of this. Yeah.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder. I really get nervous for future me if the Chippendales Chris Farley routine ever becomes considered hate speech towards fat people.
You're
I'm
fucked,
gonna be
bro.
Fucked later.
You did that.
Fucked,
I did that a few times in college, and there's a lot of pictures. Anyhow,
back to the well.
Northam, the current governor, says he isn't going to step down. Still, Fairfax is reportedly cursing mad over these allegations of his sexual assault, which he says are false. And big old dum-dum Mark Herring is just enjoying his moment in the sun that he brought upon himself. And seeing that they're all Democrats, Chris Cillizza of CNN is fuming mad. And he says, quote, this is our first comment of the day, quote, what period, the period, actual period, hell period. And if you don't know who Chris Cillizza is, you've got to check him out. He's like a liberal Winnie the Pooh that CNN unleashes on everyone to provide emoji-based instructions on how to feel about different political situations. So,
hey, and isn't there a new tape of Fairfax like talking about the accuser, and he says like "fuck that bitch" or something?
He's cursing mad. Yeah,
do you blame him if she's not telling the truth? Do you blame him?
People are mad that he's saying "fuck" about like and "bitch" about somebody who's trying to completely destroy his career.
I agree. I would say the same.
And he's also saying like, "Hey, I'm not saying it didn't happen. She liked it consensually."
I mean, you can look at it two ways. Wes, he either did a lot worse to her two decades ago, or he's just reacting normally because she's lying. You know,
right?
Either way, it's a natural reaction.
It was a horny campaign.
Yeah. Well, that's just because you're a man, Wes. Let's be fair. I mean,
a man.
This is all because testicles and penises exist, and we should just probably just chop them off. You know, yeah. Taking it to the real internet commenters out there, we've got Wade Hobbs, reacted. Most of the comments online were about like, oh, I can't even believe this, even on the liberal sites. But this commenter, Wade Hobbs, he said, I've worn war paint, quadruple exclamation point.
So stolen valor, Wade.
Yeah. which is just a funny comment to put out there. And then Ronnie Hall responds. He says, Wade Hobbs is an admitted racist and is okay with the DNC controlled Klan. Got it. And so Ronnie Hall didn't get that Wade Hobbs was already trolling the libs. And right. Ronnie Hall thought he was a liberal. And then Wade Hobbs goes, Ronnie Hall is a total dumbass.
Ronnie Hall's just following Wade Hobbs around the internet trying to defame him.
Ronnie Hall thinks Wade Hobbs is the baseball player Wade Boggs, too. I knew he was a racist.
It was a military rap group.
Yeah, they're both trying to hit it with the same own the libs angle, but they went after each other. It's ridiculous.
Let's get into some foreign news. So Venezuela is still a complete and total shit show, as you may know. Last month, Nicolas Maduro, who was ousted after Juan Guaido declared himself the actual president. What? Apparently, Guaido invoked a constant.
Wait. Guaido didn't declare himself. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
He won an election.
No. Maduro won the election, which was highly contested, and Guaido was like,
It said the election's like a sham. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so no, because Guaido invoked a constitutional rule to open a rare challenge against the presidency. So
yeah, like a re-election.
No. He just said, I'm the president, which is hard to believe.
He put up like a Twitter poll.
Yeah, pretty much. Twitter poll made him president. Yeah. He's like.
Well, and there was like all the protests too. He had a lot of people in the streets backing him.
So totally.
Sounds like Brexit.
Yeah, it's a lot like Brexit, except I understand it a little better. But it's hard to believe in a country with their shit together like Venezuela that you can just declare yourself president, but believe it or not, you can. Does anyone want to guess how Maduro responded to someone taking his job by saying the magic words?
He Northumed him. He refused to leave.
If you said redeclared himself president, then you're right. Yeah. The man is refusing to step down. He was like, oh, you just declared yourself president? Well, now,
I mean, would you?
No fucking way. I would. Would you step down in a non-violent military coup? No.
No.
I'm going to get drunk tonight and declare myself president of Venezuela.
You
the
should
power
do
hour.
That. Yeah. I'm in.
It tells you a lot about the country if you can just declare yourself the president and it's got some worth to it.
And we're going
to
get more into that because this country is fucked up, but it shouldn't be. All right. Look, so Maduro's declaration was quickly supported Guaido's declaration was quickly supported by countries like the United States, Australia, Canada, and the 14 countries in the Lima group. And this debacle has left the Venezuelan military in like a divorced parent scenario. And as of right now, they've chosen to live in the condo with their divorced dad, Maduro. Yeah. So Maduro still has control of the military. And
that's what the pool is, Pat.
I know. That's where the pool is. Mom's house doesn't have a
pool. It's not the Congo, right? It's like Amazon forest.
No, condo. I said condo.
That's the condo.
Yeah. Where,
Congo.
Yeah, where his divorced dad
lives.
That's
the drugs and the money, too. You get the military, you get the drugs, you get the money.
Absolutely. That's who controls the drugs and the money. Look, after this happened, the Venezuelan Foreign Ministry denounced any international support for Guaido. And yesterday, in a real dickhead move, Maduro ordered the military to block aid in the form of food and medicine that was coming into the country by parking a couple oil tankers on a bridge from Colombia to Venezuela. And Maduro's justification, he simply said, "We are not beggars, so we will not take the food."
The great
someone in the background's like, "I am.
I'm
like,
a beggar."
Please.
The great infrastructure of those countries, the one bridge, he was just. I know where to put this block.
This reminds me.
There are two bridges, Wes.
This reminds me of the scenario when Jerry Seinfeld refused to do a last season, even though they were all offered $1 million because he was rich enough and the other people could have used
it. It's just like that.
It's just like Seinfeld.
And Wes, what you're getting at about Venezuela and how fucked up it is, check this out. Mm-hmm. The problem is Venezuela, the people of Venezuela are actually starving, literally, and that's why they need this food and aid, and this should not be the fucking case because Venezuela should be one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Check this out.
Why's that?
Approximately 3 million barrels of oil lie under Venezuela, which is the largest oil reserve in the fucking world.
300 million, yeah.
300 million, yeah. Mm-hmm. And try as they might, they can't get at the oil. They keep trying to figure it out, but they can't get at the oil.
No, you're kidding.
No, seriously, only 50% of the country's oil rigs are functional. The rest are dead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you think that's bad, you got to hear what the other two abundant natural resources that are in Venezuela. You ready?
Gold, mm-hmm. right?
Gold. No, not gold. Number one is coffee, which
soccer
is
balls.
The most popular drink in the world, only behind water.
Oh.
The second natural resource?
Vampire bats.
Diamonds.
Oh.
Diamonds.
So they can get to diamonds, but they can't get to the
oil. No, the oil, coffee, and diamonds.
That's a pretty luxurious.
Yeah, come on, bro. You should be fucking doing better.
I love all three of those things.
Should be like the UAE over there.
I know. Look at the UAE, man. Those Arabs have it right. Juan Guaido is 35 and another guy who's making me feel like I haven't accomplished anything in my life, but hey, at least I'm not Wes, right? I mean.
Ouch.
What does that mean?
Because you're 36.
Whoa, look at the camera 36. When you're, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's what I mean. Because I'm 33 and you're 36.
Ouch.
That's what I mean.
I think I look younger than
Jesus.
You.
And neither of us have accomplished anything. In response to the blockage of the road, Guaido said, "Brother, let the aid in. Don't stop it." And on that note, let's take it to the internet. So Bob Clauser says, "Wow, Maduro has better border protection than the U.S. But it don't. That was a fucking layup, Bob. That was a layup, Bob. Come on, Bob.
Clauser.
You're better than that."
Klaus is the funniest guy in his like dad group. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's got the freshest air.
Help me put a picture up, honey.
Drop the kids off at school.
I don't know. Maybe we should have some friends over. They always get a good laugh out of Bob Clauser.
Bob Clauser.
Bob's always got the best fucking lemonade, too. Oh, we're taking it to the lightning round.
Yeah. Let's take it to the lightning round. Let's hear
a story show.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt, and I do not apologize for that.
All right, Michelle Carter, the psychopath who is convinced of coercing her boyfriend over text messages into killing himself, will serve her full sentence following a ruling on Wednesday by the state's high court. This is the lady, for those of you that don't know, I think we did cover her months ago.
Yeah.
She's the lady that spent months convincing her boyfriend to kill himself, and then when he was like texting her during the physical act of him killing himself in his car with carbon monoxide and saying, "I don't want to go through with it anymore. I love you. Can I stop?" She called him a giant pussy and said, "Kill yourself, you fucking pussy." So he did. And yeah, the judge, who was a human being, denied her appeal.
I don't think that this woman should be getting in trouble for this, because honestly, every woman attempts to kill their mate, just more subtly, usually through... through psychological warfare.
But the how overt this is.
This is too overt. You're right. It was in bad taste.
Pat just told you a lot about his relationships.
What? Nope.
Pat's single, ladies.
Come on, man.
Pat's single. You can kill him slowly, and he loves it.
I love pain. You know that.
A woman's body was found inside a red suitcase along the side of the road in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is shocking anywhere, but especially in Greenwich, which is, depending on which report you look at, is in the top 10 of most affluent communities in the U.S. The woman, who was believed to be between the ages of 18 to 30, so pretty big range there.
Couldn't narrow it down, huh?
Yeah, pretty.
And probably a woman.
Yeah, probably a woman at 30. And had her hands and feet bound, and the most obvious revelation ever, was believed to be murdered elsewhere and then left behind like one of Will's suitcases after a long, hard weekend in Vegas.
Ooh, that's a little bit inside. That
was only one time. That was
a little bit inside.
I had to get my bags shipped to me once.
Will got too drunk to be led into a hotel that he couldn't figure out how to use the key card for, so he had to go to the airport.
You got to ask yourself, if you're in the hospitality industry and your job specifically is to treat your guests well, how drunk was Will that they wouldn't let him in his room?
I imagine looking at him 10 hours later when he arrived back in Austin, almost shirtless, still hammered, pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was fucked up, man. Really fucked up. But hey, it only happened one time, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry. Down 40 pounds and I'm feeling good. Authorities did not know how the woman actually died, but the killer seemingly wanted her to be found, as he only moved her 15 feet from the road and used a red suitcase to hide her. We hope they find this little dick motherfucker, and something tells me Greenwich police are giving this case its top priority, because what else could they actually be doing there?
Yeah, this little micro penis motherfucker is like, no, I would have been known as the red suitcase killer, not the suitcase killer.
Chopping up people.
Well, yeah, was she chopped up?
No, she wasn't chopped up. She was just
really small.
She was just tiny,
kills very small people.
She's a small person.
Yeah,
they have the full body. They haven't been able to identify her. That's crazy.
Big
hands
suitcase.
And feet.
Bound.
They should have fingerprints and shit. They haven't.
It's still pretty.
Yeah, that's
new,
a gruesome
so
one.
We'll keep it.
Okay,
going.
So hey, not everyone is trashing Meghan Markle, guys. Some people are actually coming to her defense.
Americans, though. It's Americans.
Who? Yeah. Oh, well, Will thinks who? Who do you guys think is coming to her defense?
Certainly not the maid staff at Buckingham Palace.
Right.
Yeah, her husband?
It's not known if it's Americans. It's her best friends, BFFs. So
those English best friends she's made in the last 2 weeks.
Exactly. Great. Thanks, Megan's best friends. Her friends went on to say, Megan's the best. She loves her friends. She loves animals, and she's a really good cook. The women asked to remain anonymous because they had no shape or form want to be associated or linked with Meghan. So no comment.
What?
For also.
What?
Also, yeah.
It's an anonymous fucking compliment.
It's a nothing burger.
Hold on. Why the fuck is it? Why is this? How is this a story?
It's a nothing story. Exactly.
You gave no context.
That's
for
why
it.
I covered it. Is why I'm covering it, because it's hilarious that her so-called anonymous best friends are defending her, but won't say who they are.
Did you
why.
Overhear this? Was it
no,
in print
it's
somewhere?
No, it's on like Yahoo and some other sources.
She's having imaginary tea parties over there.
There's also no comment from Meghan's old castmates at Suits, which is USA's seventh best homemade dramedy, if anyone's interested in that show.
A lot of good shows on USA.
Nice. So New Mexico's governor, Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham,
nailed it.
Is withdrawing much of her state's National Guard troops from the southern border. She said that some National Guard troops will remain to assist the humanitarian efforts and those seeking asylum, but she apparently does not share President Trump's beliefs that our southern border is a national crisis. Quoting Grisham, I reject the federal contention that there exists an overwhelming national security crisis at the southern border, along which are some of the safest communities in the country. She has also asked other governors from other states to withdraw their troops, so she's definitely trying to ruffle some feathers. Could she be yet another Democratic candidate for the 2020 election? We shall see. Certainly seems like she is testing the waters.
Yeah.
They should do a Royal Rumble to determine the candidate.
Oh, my God,
either a Royal. I still stand behind The Apprentice. Donald Trump should select.
Yeah. But there's too many. That would be a long season.
Hold on. It would be a conflict of interest if Trump selected. You'd have to have Schwarzenegger do it.
Bikini contest.
That's true. Okay, 2018 was the fourth hottest year on record, according to detailed reports from the mega geniuses at NASA.
Not for me.
That's funny because I heard eerily similar comments from everyone I have a casual acquaintance with or just working relationship with in Austin, Texas.
gee, it's really hot. It's probably one of the hottest summers I've ever had or ever experienced. Not the hottest, though. Maybe the fourth hottest ever, if I were to venture a guess.
When so I moved, nice, I moved NASA. Here, I moved here in 2013.
I wish it was okay to, like, just yell at those people, like, yeah, the world's getting hotter, fuckface. Yeah. Like,
I think, just, I think this is your floor.
I mean, oh. I don't know what the fuck to say to people about that shit.
Might be the fourth hottest. Yeah. Oh, and before Wes educates you on Power Hour, let me give you a quick one-minute weight loss update. Woo! Will is the big winner this week, earning his third Golden Broccoli and bouncing back from last place last week. So worst to first for Will. Huge 3.6-pound weight loss. He's down 15.35. Well, you'll hear why that I said that in a second. He's down 15.35% of his beginning weight. Wes got second this week with 1.1. pound weight loss. He's down 13.3% from his beginning weight. I got third place with a very impressive 0.6-pound weight loss this week. I'm down 19%.
Avoided the gain.
Still in first, baby.
Still
and
in
Pat,
first.
Pat bailed me out for a for sure loss in my first donut by gaining 1.1 pounds this week. So Pat is eating the donut I bought him, thinking I was going to lose.
It's a good Bill Murray groundhog guy.
Got those cameras rolling, there. Right?
That was a one. Like that. That was a one. Bite donut. Like so he's slamming the donut. Not a great week for Hard Factor overall. We lost like 5 pounds total, 4 pounds. I don't know what the math is.
And it's not going to be a great week next week because we're going to New York this weekend.
Where did you get the fucking duck?
We're in New York today.
7-11. Oh, yeah. That's right.
We're in New York. But maybe we should call Stephanie because not a great week. Or John Bastow.
Yeah.
Oh,
who
yeah,
else is John Bastow?
If you guys want John Bastow to come on the show too, we can get him. So just let us know.
Yeah.
So,
if you know John Bastow, tweet us.
Exactly. If no one knows who he is, we're not going to get
him. Made simple.
All right. And finally, tonight, Hard Factor and PFT Commenter will be hosting a live Power Hour from Barstool's headquarters in New York City starting at 9 p.m. Eastern or somewhere within 10 to 15 minutes of that. If you don't know what Power Hour is by now, may God have mercy on your soul. But be sure to check out our Twitter page for a very informative video on just how to play, if you are over 21, of course. The Power Hour will feature some of our favorite guests and favorite stories of the week, as well as countless jokes, other segments, and some guest appearances by Barstool personalities and personas. And then we are going to hit the town and party, and we will tweet our locations as they happen if you want to continue partying with us. It's going to be awesome.
Is this Wes or recording it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really wasn't expecting this.
I know.
That was nice.
I'm still going.
Yeah, no, sorry. Oh, okay.
It's going to be awesome, and we really hope everyone can pre-party with us. That's it for our regular show this week. Thank you again for listening and all the awesome support. We literally cannot do it without you. Let's keep it going. Have a great fucking day, and we will see you tonight.
Woo!
See you later!